Protesters gathered at airports and on streets around the nation this weekend in reaction to the president's executive order on immigration and refugees. About 200 people gathered in downtown Anchorage on Sunday night to speak against it. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman spoke with some of the protesters.
Asha Artan walks quickly up the snow-covered streets to join her family members who are already at the protest.
I don't feel good.
Artan is originally from Somalia, and she says now she can't go see her aging mother or other family there because she wouldn't be able to return home to Anchorage. She says this is her country, and she doesn't like how divided it feels now.
It's my country. 15 years I live, my children is here, and I don't want it to divide the people. I need the people together.
She heads across the street into the chanting crowd that echoes her sentiments.
The people, united, we will not be divided.
As Artan finds her children, Mayor Ethan Berkowitz finishes his remarks and walks away. He's speaking out against the executive order, too.
This is folly. It undermines constitutional principles. It makes our streets less safe, and it puts our country at jeopardy.
Berkowitz says his administration and the Anchorage police remain dedicated to protecting everyone in the community, no matter where they come from. Officers stand at the edge of the crowd, keeping people from spilling into traffic. Protesters wave signs with sayings like, "Fear is a mind killer," "Jesus was a refugee." And first, they came for the Muslims, and we said, "Hell no." Among them is Rabbi Michael Oblath, who says he attended the protest because Jewish tradition says to respect and love people who come from different places, the strangers in our midst, because we were all once strangers too. He says now many people fear differences.
When we start finding scapegoats, there's something wrong with us and that we're ignoring. And it takes a lot of serious, serious, mindful thinking to understand what it is that is pushing us in that direction.
Anchorage resident Michelle Sinat says she's there to show her neighbors that she stands with them.
I'm here for the long haul, and I think everybody else is too. I'm digging in.
No ban, no registry. Down with white supremacy, no ban.
In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.